Twice I heard an overlong sloshing and grunting nearby that could not have been made by a hog trapped in a short pen. Had the gasoline confused it? Like perfume sprinkled about an area where a pig hunts truffles? The remaining gasoline was half gone when my foot struck something blocking my path. I reached out and felt a metallic cube with a spongy bottom attached to a larger convex metal casing. It was the air filter to the carburetor and the engine of the generator. But in which direction was the door? Feeling for the generator's gas tank, I twisted open the cap and poured at least a pint of gasoline into it. Then I climbed atop the cart that suspended the engine above the wet floor. Balancing myself and careful not to touch any metal, I found and pulled at the crank. Once, twice, jerking at the nylon cord as it rasped and reeled. The engine fired, coughing once, and died again. I frantically felt for the carb, pulled out the choke, then cleared myself. I was preparing to jerk at the cord again when I heard, not far away, a sloshing motion, like hooves approaching. There was no way to brace myself for an attack. I could only wait for it. Bending forward, one hand grasping the starter grip, my other hand curled around the handle of the gasoline can. Turning my ear toward the darkness in front of me, I tried to ignore the noisy tumult in the pens on all sides, to hear at last what I had not escaped in time. Smarter than I thought, the thing had made the connection somehow, and followed the gasoline scent back to me. Now it closed in for the kill, snorting its way to me in gloating anticipation. Sure that it was waiting in the puddle nearest me now, I planted my feet again on either side of the wooden cart that supported the engine, and jerked at the starter cord. This time, the engine sputtered to vibrating life, along with a new sound that met its steady rumble with what seemed almost a roar. A spark, like the sustained flaring of a sulfur match, blossomed from beneath the cowling of the attached pump. In that instance, I glimpsed the blood-streaked face of the animal, which now shrieked as it sensed an electric current, like a hard pinch felt everywhere at once. It saw me, too, and came at me, only enraged by the pain I had induced. So I turned the gas can in my hands to let the remaining fuel splash down over the faulty pump below. And gas found spark. A geyser of flame rose between my arms. I hurled the engulfed can at the hog's head. It struck one of the animal's dirty egg eyes, flinging fire in a whistling cascade across its back. Dazed by the bullseye blow, the thing turned in a tight circle, as though in a frantic effort to rid its forehead of the tiny flame that danced there like some holy spell of judgment. I did not wait to see what might happen next. The generator engine flamed as I leaped from my perch, and the pain from my leg wound felt worse at impact than the feeble current which had penetrated my shoes before I stamped out of the puddle behind me. With grim resolution, I limped toward the distant door that was illuminated by a flickering and dying light. And by the time that light faded back into nightmare behind me, I'd already targeted my escape, and soon blindly, but gratefully, groped for the doorknob, only to find that it was locked.